Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning. Hey, Roxanne, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great. It is another beautiful but hot.
Yes.
So we weekend are in the high desert.
But we're enjoying the summer.
Yes, yes. But we did have a few days there where we got a little breeze, right?
I know, we do like that.
Yeah, I almost forgot what that feels like. So grateful for that. You know, Roxanne, I'm always talking about what wonderful, extraordinary guests we have, right?
We do, and we have another awesome guest.
We do.
It fits just perfectly because we are getting close to something that we may not enjoy, back to school, but maybe some of you do.
Well, I'm not going to lie. As a parent, I always look forward to this time of year. When my son was going back to school, it was a happy dance in my house for me,
but for some students, a little bit more summer vacation, right?
Yeah, well, we've got just a beautiful young woman, beautiful spirit, and beautiful looking too, right? All summery and all that. Here in the studio with us, her name is Shauna Ali. She is a business owner, and she is also, Roxanne, a community advocate. And her advocacy extends from not only here in Victorville, but also to Barstow.
Yes, our friends in Barstow, hello.
Right, and I love that because there's such a sense of the high desert, embracing the high desert as community, right? Absolutely. And so we want to welcome Shauna to the show, and we want to thank you for making time to come and share with our listeners some exciting things that are going on as back to school, right?
To school.
And some other things, I think she's got some words of encouragement and empowerment for us as parents. But right now, we want to say welcome to the show, Shauna. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. First, I just want to say thank you so much, Regina and Roxanne, for having me. I appreciate you both so much for this opportunity. My name is Shauna. I am a professional hairstylist. I have a small salon suite in Apple Valley. And I am passionate about hair. It's been something that I enjoy doing for a long time. I'm also very, very passionate about education and about community building.
Mm.
And so I'm always looking for an opportunity to just build as much as I can. I like to use the Black Panther Party and their, you know, breakfast program and, you know, policing our own neighborhoods just kind of as a blueprint for me. You know, if there's an issue or something that I think could use some attention, it's like, why wait for someone else to do it? Let's get out and do it. Let's rally some people together and get it done.
Right, because we are who we are waiting on, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we are who we are waiting on. Well, you know what? I know that you came here today because there's an event that's coming up, and I believe that this is being held in the city of Barstow on August the 10th, and that you wanted to share with our listeners what this event is and how they can participate, be a part of, get involved, and support this. So why don't you tell us what's happening in Barstow on Saturday, August the 10th?
Yes. Well, again, I am a professional hairstylist, and so my idea was, how can I incorporate what I am able to do kind of naturally into some kind of community outreach? And so we are offering free braid styles and free haircuts to students in Barstow, in the Barstow community. Thankfully, we've got a lot of vendors coming out, some nonprofit organizations, we have like a veteran support group is going to be there, a food bank, you know, just we have like 20 vendors coming out, different community resources. There's going to be school supply giveaway, backpack giveaway.
Great.
Yeah, and then we'll have, like, you know, some food and drinks. It's just going to be a really good time.
A sense of community.
Definitely.
As we encourage our young students going back to school, right?
Right.
And so, Shana, if I understand correctly, there will be school supplies which are needed. And so for those who may be experiencing some type of challenge and being able to purchase all those things that are necessary to support their children, they can come here, right, and possibly get some of those items, some of those school supplies, along with a number of different community-based resources and that kind of thing. So now, where is this exactly being held at?
It's at the Entrepreneur Center. 1041 West Main Street in Barstow.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And that's the Entrepreneur Center. I don't know how many of our listeners even knew. Roxanne, did you know that there was an Entrepreneur Center in Barstow?
No.
Okay. So we're going to have to get somebody on to tell us about that, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right. With all these entrepreneurs that are walking around here,
right,
we need to get them into the incubator, right? Yes.
Definitely.
Well, look
definitely
at that. We got something extra, right? And so the hours on this is from 9 to 3?
Yes, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. And is as far as the haircuts or the braid styles, is there anything that's necessary? Because I know there's probably a list or appointments being taken or something for that. So right. How does that work?
Right, because we only have so many braiders that have come on to participate and so many barbers. We can only, unfortunately, mm-hmm. you know, we can only take so many students. So right now, like, we've reached our capacity for braiding, which is a good thing. You know, when you're starting out, you're like, I hope people actually want to come.
Right.
So we've reached our capacity for braid styles. We could probably take a couple more for haircuts, but really, we're really, like, pushing it at this point.
Okay.
But for the, again, for the back-to-school supplies, and again, for the community resources and things like that, just come. You don't
okay.
have to call. You don't have to register. Just come.
Okay. And I think if... they want any information. Is there a website that they can go to? Is there a phone number or something that they can reach out to? If there's anybody who has questions, because again, this is specifically for Barstow, right?
It is for the Barstow community. Okay. I mean, we do want to do more outreach, obviously, you know, for different parts of the desert. I live in Victorville. I work in Apple Valley. It's all home to me,
right?
You know, and so, but this more is for the Barstow community.
For Barstow community, right.
If there are any questions, you could text 760-552-0489 if there's any questions. But again, the address is 1041 West Main Street in Barstow. And again, we're at capacity for the hairstyling, but if you want to just come out for the school supplies and just for the community resources, feel free to just come on out.
Right. And, Shana, another question I have as far as vendors. Well, I guess by the time this airs, though, it'll actually be the day, right?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm wrong, Roxanne. Okay, strike that. That's the heat talking. Okay. But what I was going to say, the reason I brought that up is because is there still room for vendors? So if somebody is interested in being a vendor, could they reach out to that number, text you?
For this event, it's not a huge space.
Okay.
So for this event,
you're at capacity.
We're pretty much at capacity for vendors.
Okay.
You know, when we scheduled this, I didn't know it was going to, you know, do so well.
Right.
So, I mean,
wonderful.
It's a great, you know, kind of issue to have. But, yeah, we are at capacity. But if you would like to be involved in a future event that we may be putting together, please feel free to reach out, text that phone number so we can get you, you know, on our email list and reach out in the future.
Right.
Because everybody doesn't want all the way to Barstow. But if the next one's, you know, more in this area.
Right. And then also, I always like to appeal to community and to our listeners for support, you know, because a lot of times we have listeners that really do want to support these type of efforts. They just don't know who to contact or where to go. And so I will say for those of you who are listening who may have access to product and supplies and things that would benefit students as they return to school and support families in their effort, because, you know, we're hearing how everything is so expensive now. And if you've got a couple of kids or more, You know, multiply that. We all know what that means, right?
Right.
And so there is help that is needed. And so if you're in a position to be able to donate something that may be of benefit to these families, feel free to utilize that number, text them, let them know what you have and see what can be worked out. That's the beauty of community, is that we right. all kind of lock arms, come together around issues to help and make sure that everybody has something, right?
Yes.
Which is wonderful, which leads me to wanting to ask you, Shauna, a little bit about you and what motivates you to do this kind of work.
Well, Regina, I think my dad has definitely always been a big support and a big encouragement. He's always empowered me, even as a child. He's always told me, you know, Sean, you have a good mind. Trust yourself. Mm-hmm. Trust your gut. Do the right thing. You know, do what's right. I don't know. I've always loved children. I've always had a heart for, you know, the disenfranchised and just those children who have so much potential and then it goes unrealized. Like, that bothers me. So I just really, really, oh, Regina, I guess it comes from the Lord. I couldn't even tell you a specific something.
It's just in your DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just in your DNA, which is a wonderful thing. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier before we went on air, and you were talking about the importance of parenting. I know you have a beautiful daughter.
I do.
And you're very, very engaged in helping to nurture and support her, as most of us as parents are, right?
Right.
And I know that there are some things that are going on within our school districts, not just across the High Desert, but nationally. And it really fosters the messaging of having parent involvement, how important, because the truth of the matter is parents are your child's first teacher.
That's right.
Right. You really are. And to navigate the school systems and to better understand school systems, you got to show up. You got to get involved. Right.
Right.
And be a part of that. And the truth of the matter is, many years ago, I had someone tell me that you, as a parent, are your child's best and strongest advocate.
That's right.
Right? And so I know that you talked earlier, like I said, when we were off air, about a message that you want to send out to community, and especially to those parents who are there in the city of Barstow, about parent advocacy. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Definitely. I think advocacy is actually one of my favorite words. I'm my child's mother. My children's, I have a son. My son passed away from cancer. It's been 10 years now.
We're so sorry.
Yes, ma'am. But so I don't just have a daughter. I also have a son. So
yes.
I have to acknowledge my baby. But definitely, even while he was fighting cancer and as my daughter has, you know, come through school, I am their advocate. I am their advocate. That's, I mean, more than, I don't know. It's different than being just a mom to me.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime, anything, with my daughter, you know, going through school and everything, a teacher says something or a policy may seem maybe not quite right. I know I shared earlier, last year for Black History Month, the program was going to include like dominoes and card games and line dancing. And I'm like, what does that have to do with our history?
Right.
And I talked to some other parents later and they expressed that, oh yeah, I thought that was strange too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I may have been the only one, if not maybe one of the very few, that actually talked about it and kept talking and wouldn't stop talking until we did something that was more historically relevant
mm-hmm.
and culturally relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage parents to be involved. And this is just as much like it's your responsibility, but you have a right to be there. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to be there.
Right. Absolutely.
And so don't let anyone in any office or anything, and it's not a us versus them thing, but I'm just saying, don't ever feel like you're not supposed to be in the room, or, you know, you better just kind of keep a low profile. I don't know. It's just not my style. Right. You know, especially if your intentions are good.
Right. And so you want to basically encourage parents to get involved, right?
Definitely. And I understand, too, some parents, like with work schedules or different things, may not be able to. So then those of us who can, you know, it's even more imperative that we do show up so we can advocate not just on behalf of our own children, but for,
stand in the gap, yes.
Yeah, the community, yes. The children.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's very, it's a tall challenge to advocate and fight for that which you don't really understand.
Yes.
Right? And so the way that we can effectively advocate is by understanding yes. the policies, understanding the systems, right?
Right.
And developing relationships with those who are implementing policy.
Right.
And systems, right? So that our voices are valued and our opinions are valued.
Right.
And sometimes even taken to a level where it affects policy change
Definitely.
And system change, right? And we can only do that by starting to show up, be present, be engaged.
Right.
Right?
Right. Regina, and, you know, again, I'm a hairstylist. A lot of the stuff I'm learning as I show up to these meetings, I'm learning as I sit in the room.
Right. Yeah. But to the certain extent, our greatest gifts, treasures, and investments are sitting in those classrooms.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
100%.
And so we don't have a choice but to show up.
Right.
Right. And so what we were talking about, I believe, Shauna, was just the fact that you wanted to encourage those parents, you know, don't get in your head too much and think because I'm not an educator.
Right.
And don't just think, you know, talking to the principal means I'm in trouble, because it doesn't, you know.
Right.
It doesn't.
Because the principal is part of our community,
right.
too.
Right.
We're
and
all
cultivate
in this
those relationships
right.
and ask questions and know that it is perfectly your right. And it is absolutely fine to ask questions about that which you don't know, because, again, the only reason you're asking those questions is because you're interested in that wonderful individual that belongs to you, right, of what they're experiencing and learning that experience for your child as rich as possible,
right?
Right? And so it's a team effort. It's really not us against them or
no.
any of that. It is a team effort.
Team,
and if
right.
we can work collaboratively to make sure that each child, every child's educational experience is as full as it possibly can be, right? And on that high end, then we will have done our jobs, right?
Right.
And so I just wanted you to be able, not putting words into your mouth, but I wanted to be able to give you a platform to encourage parents as we're preparing to go back to school with buying new school clothes, getting our hair done, you know, making sure that all the school supplies are in the backpacks and all of that. We also want to encourage the parents to show up.
Yes.
Be a part of.
Yes.
Get engaged. Get involved. It doesn't matter whether you volunteer in the kids' classroom, whether you join school site council, whether you attend the school board meetings, but find a way.
Yes.
Right.
Also,
that you can get involved.
Yeah. Victor High School District has a district African American Parent Advisory Council group that meets. I mean, at least last year they were meeting at Adelanto High School, and it was pretty much just Adelanto High School parents. But
okay.
it's supposed to be for the entire district.
Right.
So just, you know, and I'm sure each individual school site has other groups, parent groups, you know, and things like that. If you can, I implore you to please show up. It really makes a difference.
Great. And then any last words? I mean, you know, I always say COVID brought us to a place that we've never been before. And we're now starting to come out of the fog. I don't think that it could be any more pronounced than in the educational system, right? There's just such
yes.
a loss of learning.
Yes.
There's such a loss of socialization that our kids experienced. You know, everywhere I go from school district to school district, I am always hearing, and I'm hearing from the students, that they are dealing with mental health issues, whether
right.
it's depression, anxiety, you know, suicide ideation, whatever that may be, that they're dealing with that. And so I just kind of want, Shauna, for you to once again reiterate and encourage the involvement of parents working collaboratively where they can in partnership with our school districts. And, you know, we don't know all of the impact that COVID has brought us through. And then also where we find ourselves as a country right now, experience such a great divide and negativity, right? And so we are in a fight. You know, I don't bite my tongue on that. We are in a fight for the best of our communities and who we are.
Right.
Right? And so advocacy is what you were talking about. And I think that that is hugely important. And so just to speak to parents a little bit about the power that they have just by showing up.
Definitely. You know, it's hard to advocate. I think you made this point earlier. It's hard to advocate if you don't know what's going on. So I just encourage parents to ask questions and get involved, get on campus. Also, too, find out, you know, if the grade is not where it should be, find out when I know at my daughter's school, you know, the teachers, all the teachers offer tutoring at least one day a week after school. Find out what tutoring opportunities are available, you know, but you've got to get involved. But there are so many things in place to help your child succeed, but you got to get yourself involved.
Right. And so coming out on Saturday, August 10th.
That's right.
Can be the first step in connecting parents and helping them to get involved.
Definitely.
And empowering parents and helping them to start to be, if they haven't already, start to really engage in being their student, their child's best advocate.
Yes.
So, Shauna, we want to thank you for the work that you are doing. We want to thank you for your thoughtfulness, right, and not just benefiting one child or two children, but benefiting all children, and that you are willing to lift your voice and not only just talk about it, but be about it. That's why we've got this event coming up on August the 10th, right?
That's right. Walk the walk.
Right. And so, again, we just want to thank you for coming in and sharing and just doing some wonderful work that's necessary and needed on a very grassroots level in our community, particularly in the city of Barstow. You know, we're not trying to single anybody out, but where there is need, we also want there to be help.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Real quick, I just want to say thank you to Dr. Paul Courtney, the mayor of Barstow, and his wife, Melanie. They've just been so, so helpful. I don't know if I mentioned them.
But that's wonderful.
They are so instrumental and just really, really believe in community on a grassroots level and just really doing the work. And also, I want to say thank you to Wonderful Beauty Supply. They donated a lot of supplies. And Elizabeth Givens at Go-Go Barstow, she's been a huge, tremendous help.
Yes. Elizabeth is a powerhouse.
You're telling me.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A powerhouse. And she's one of those unspoken
heroes.
Yes. She is just one of those unspoken. But, you know, to Elizabeth, we see you.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't think that we don't.
Yes.
Well, Shauna, thank you so much
thank
for coming
so much.
And
Regina
sharing.
And Roxanne, thank you.
Thank you. We're looking forward to this event, and we will certainly talk about it as we get closer.
Yes, awesome. And come back and visit us.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Hope everyone's having a great weekend. Time to take a look at our community calendar and talk back to school. Most of our school districts are going to be starting up school very soon, and including some this next week, including Hesperia Unified School District, first day of school, August the 8th, Victor Valley Union High School District, August the 5th, Apple Valley Unified, August the 7th, and our friends in Barstow Unified School District, first day of school, August the 7th. So it's coming up very quickly. And if you are in need of some free backpacks, school supplies, We have two great events happening, including the Helping Hands for Young Women will host its second annual backpack drive from noon to 3 p.m. on August the 3rd at Richardson Park, located at 11600 Air Expressway in Adelanto. Also, the San Bernardino County's Children and Family Services will host their backpack giveaway from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. August the 3rd as well. Free backpack school supplies for the first 300 kids in attendance. Also, there's going to be activities such as face painting, arts and crafts, resources, board games, and free food for those in need. The department is located at 15020 Palmdale Road in Victorville. Both of these events are on August the 3rd. Also, the great event that we talked about today on High Desert Dialogue, Back to School in Style, free school supplies, free braid styles and haircuts. It's all going to be happening in Barstow at the Entrepreneur Resource Center at 1041 West Main Street in Barstow, happening August the 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. These events and more information will be on our community calendars and station's Facebook pages, so take a look. And if you are in need, please take advantage of this. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgaffiti@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.